بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is our guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, today's question is how to react to the insult of others according to Islamic beliefs. I mean, if somebody insults us, what must be our answer? Should be a direct answer? Should be a moral, akhlaqi one? What generally the religion of Islam recommend us in such situations?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, insulting others is one of the greatest sins according to the religion of Islam. The Holy Prophet is quoted as saying that أَذَلُّ النَّاسِ مَنْ أَهَانَ النَّاسِ. The lowest one among the people is the one that insult others. مَنْ لَا يَحْضُرُ الْفَقِيهِ 1 in 4, page 394. A glance at the narrations tell us that Islam pays much attention to the personal and social personality of the people and the believers. So we have no right to insult others. But what about if other people insult us? Generally speaking, the seerah, the lifestyle of the Prophet and the infallible Imams tell us that they were the most tolerant people in the face of the people who were insulting them. Because in the majority of the cases, people who insult, they are ignorant. And we have the cases in which, for example, a man comes to Imam Hassan alayhi salam in the city of Medina. He knows the Imam, so he insults Imam Hassan alayhi salam, his father, Imam Ali alayhi salam. And then the reaction of Imam Hassan alayhi salam is astonishing, surprising. He asks if the man is in need of food or water or somewhere to rest, and finally he becomes one of the close companions of Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam. So
also Prophet Muhammad, the story of the woman who insulted him every
exactly.
day on the way, putting dust on his head from the roof, you know, of the building. And one day she was not doing so, so the Prophet asked the neighbors about, say she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the house to visit her.
And according to some narrations, she was even Jewish.
Jewish, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's interesting. Okay. So as I mentioned, the lifestyle of the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam tell us that we need to be tolerant enough against the, insults of other people.
Mm-hmm.
This concept is mentioned in some of the verses of the Quran as well. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admiring the believers says, those people who are patient for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they maintain the prayer, they spend secretly and openly out of what we have given them, وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَ السَّيَّةَ, and repel evil conduct with good. And of course, this is very difficult. Imagine a person comes to you, he has an evil action toward you, and then you need to not only be patient, but also to repel back with a good action. This is, of course, very difficult, in need of so much practice. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ, for such will be the reward of the ultimate abode. Also in chapter 4, verse 34, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيَّةُ, good and evil conduct are not equal. اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, repel evil with what is best. What is the outcome? Interestingly, this verse is referring to the outcome as well. And this is what we see in the life of the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet a lot. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. If you do so, I mean, he has done an evil action. But your answer is not only silence, mm-hmm. but also a good reaction. So what is the outcome? Allah says, فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Then if you do so, he between whom and you was enmity will then be as though he were a sympathetic friend. Chapter Furqan, verse 72 also reads, وَإِذَا مَرُّ بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّ كِرَامًا. When they come upon frivolity, pass by with dignity.
Mm-hmm. So, what about the desecration and insulting to, we can say, holy places or holy people? What about them? For example, nowadays we could see Quran burning all across the world. They are insulting the Holy Quran, or drawing cartoons of Prophet Muhammad. They are insulting Prophet Muhammad. Can we, in such situation, answer such desecrations and insults with something severe?
That's a very good question. Thank you for asking this question. First of all, as I mentioned, we need to be tolerant as a general answer. But doesn't mean that if insult comes to the point of oppressing, again, still we need to be patient? No. If we are talking about the issue of oppression, Islam does not accept you as a Muslim to accept oppression done upon you. I mean, some people claim that Jesus has said that if someone slaps you on the right side of your face, just let him to slap you on the left side. This is absolutely rejected in the religion of Islam. We cannot permit any person to oppress us. So, yes, when it comes to insulting out of ignorance, we need to be tolerant enough. But when it comes to oppression, I mean, if some people is oppressing you, is harming you, then we need to at least defend ourselves. This is one point. The second point, as I mentioned, regarding your question, first of all, you cannot find any verse in the Quran to tell you that if some people are doing something bad, then you need to do the same thing. I mean, under no situation we cannot do something haram, something prohibited, to just have a reaction.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So desecration of holy places and holy books is absolutely prohibited in the religion of Islam. So if someone is doing that, if he is committing this great and major sin, does it mean that we are allowed to do the same regarding the holy places of him or holy books of that person? Like if a person burns Quran, let's burn Bible, for example, or the books of Hindus or Buddhas or holy places of them. No, this is absolutely rejected in the religion of Islam. But doesn't mean that we need to remain still and silent and not to do anything? Of course not. This is not a kind, because as I mentioned, in the majority of the cases, we are talking about insult out of ignorance. This is not insult out of ignorance. This is, conscious insult to a religion and to millions of people. So for that, we need to take some rational measures to prevent people from doing that. We can refer to the case to some international organizations and so on and so forth. So, we are not going to remain
silent and inactive.
Silent and inactive. That's we'll right. do the necessary measures. But again, I repeat, we are not going to do the same. Mm-hmm. We are not going to repel evil with evil. No, we may take some, preventive preventive actions to prevent people from insulting the religion of Islam and the holy book of Quran and the holy places like the mosques, but never we are allowed to do the same regarding the beliefs of other followers of other religions and holy places and holy books of them.
That's right. This is so about the characters too. I mean, different characters, even out of the religion of Islam, isn't it? The Muslims even are not allowed to do so, for example, about the Jews or Christians or something like that.
No, we are not allowed to, when it comes to honor of the people, we need to respect all the people. In one narration, again, I share some narrations about the importance of, honoring all the people, especially the believers. We are never allowed to dishonor and disrespect any person, especially the believers. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you say something against a person, yuridu biha shayna wa hadma murwatih, your intention is just to dishonor him, to disgrace him, and to make him a person that people look down upon, then أَخْرَجَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ وِلَايَتِهِ إِلَىٰ وِلَايَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This is a very threatening narration. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you go out of his guardianship to go under the guardianship of the Satan. And the final part of the narration is interesting. فَلَا يَقْبَلْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Even the Satan does not accept you to be your guardian. This is how dangerous this situation is. And unfortunately today, through the social media, some people are doing that on a daily basis just by forwarding some...
making fun of others or mocking others.
And in many cases, first of all, they are not true. And even they are true, I mean, in some cases, we are not allowed to reveal the secret, defects of the people and their shortcomings, if they are, secret. I'm not talking about people in power, in government. If there are some shortcomings, of course, people have all the rights to criticize. But
still, we have to be just.
Exactly.
In our judgments.
And to respect. Mm-hmm. So criticism is absolutely accepted, but we have no right to, disrespect and make people dishonored before the eyes of other people. The narration that I mentioned is in Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 358. And as I mentioned, to go out of the wilaya, of the guardianship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to go under the supervision of the Satan, is a very dangerous situation. And it happens when you dishonor, disrespect other believers. And as believers, we need to be very careful about that. As I mentioned, specifically in our everyday life through social media, be very careful about just clicking and forwarding the messages in which some people are dishonored, and in many cases even we are not sure about the authenticity of the report.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من
meaning